Chet, maybe talk a little bit about coming back into Winnipeg, and I guess it has to be a little disappointing not to be ready to play in this one tonight.
Yeah, I was really hoping to start tonight, and unfortunately, it's not quite ready yet. So I'm gonna have to take a couple more days. But you know, it's really exciting to get back. You know, just to see the city again, and you know, I think it's gonna be exciting to see you know how the fans today.
Were you pretty close, like you know, the last few days? Were you thinking you might be able to get it done?
Well, I thought I felt good, but after talking to medical staff, they said that you know, it's not quite ready yet, so and I shouldn't play. So you know, I guess listen to them too.
Memories, obviously, coming back. What's going through your mind?
You know, just you know, being playing in a old building and. You know, the White House for sure, and you know how the fans are. It was always very loud, and you know, just in general, people are very great here. You know, I enjoyed my time here, and you know, it's really nice to get back here and just to see everything. And
how hard were you trying to convince Tom
to want to play tonight? Well, I mean, it's natural that I would want to play here, and you know, I talked to Tom, and but. You know, we agreed to talk to medical staff before making decisions, and you know, after talking to them, you know, it's you know, as much as I want to play, I guess we have to be smart too.
Nick, what do you remember about this whiteout and just having the fans and what it was like to be a Winnipeg Jet in the city?
Well, that was my first. That's where I started, and you know, it's I guess it's. You know, something that I'm always going to remember, and you know, my first game, my first win, my you know, first playoff game, and definitely can never forget the whiteouts. You know, those games against Detroit. It was, you know, it was pretty unbelievable. I think that was the loudest I've ever, you know, even up to today, it was the loudest I've ever heard the building. I remember, you know, I was trying to talk to myself during the introductions, and I couldn't even hear myself. So that was pretty special.
It was a long time ago, but Game 5 that Friday night in Detroit, does that still stand out as one of the career highlights?
I would put that game probably top three games that I ever played. And, you know, just to go there and with, you know, Detroit, you know, I think they set the NHL record for the points that year without even, you know, this shootout crap. And, you know, going in there and, you know, winning that game and bringing it back to Winnipeg for, you know, what ended up being the last game, but at least we finished at home. And you know, landing, you know, I forgot what it was, probably like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, and seeing tons of people outside at the airport, and you know, it was pretty special. Like, you can never forget that.
What do you remember about that kind of the downside when the team had to leave, and what that was like to kind of go through that last season?
Well, it was all season kind of. You know, early in the year they were talking about maybe, you know, somebody will come in and save it. But after that, it was obvious that we were going to leave. So it was, you know, it was very sad because you know you go in town and see how people love the hockey here, and it was sad to see the team leave. And you know, I think it's great for the city and for the people here that they got the team again.
Have you seen much of the city since you've been back here? I guess not a lot.
Well, we got in yesterday, and I guess I didn't get to see that much.
Reaction to the trade today?
Well, I didn't see that one coming, I guess. I mean, I really thought Tom played really well this year, and you know, he's a great teammate, and you know, there's a business side of hockey too, and that's probably one of those, and you know, I just wish him well in Washington, and hope that they can make the playoffs.